Shani Beis Akisa Demoyis. When do we say blight by a suffix if Hasmon is Nilsi just preparing the room for the Beis Akisa, you set it aside for the Beis Akisa, only by a Beis Akisa? There is a tremendous mis. You have tsoya there. Mashenk in the Beis HaMerchus, there's no tsoya there. It's just that when you have the shvitz there, the sweat in the room makes a little bit mis. So the attack is pushed that even though you set it aside to be for the Beis HaMerchus, but Kolzman, you did not use it yet, it's mutter. There's no issur. So that's pshat in the first month Yom that said you're allowed to daven in the Beis HaMerchus. Which Beis HaMerchus? Nobody ever used it yet, just as miyuchet for it. The Erechnami, once somebody used the Beis HaMerchus, you're not allowed to daven there, even though nobody's there. Now this is only talking about the inside, the room afnimi. Mashenkin, the room emtsoi. That there, the ensoidic room, we say you shouldn't say divrei Torah, that's the machlokes achronim. If nobody is there right now, is it mutter or not? Sometimes it's in the mikveh room where the people get undressed. Nobody some people are dressed, and some people are undressed there. You shouldn't say Shila Shalom there.
No.
Shila Shalom is the only thing that's mutter. You're allowed to give
On
the bushim, yeshem kutit. Shalom, shalom, shalom. 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 But you can't say Torah. You can't say halachas there. It's inside the room, the undressing room. You can't say any halachas there. Right. Ein sham shila shalom. But in the Beis HaMerchus, you're not allowed to say shila shalom. You can't say shalom aleichem. What's wrong with saying shalom aleichem? So the Gemara is silent. Rav Hamuna. There's a riot to Rav Hamuna. Mishmei the ula. The Omar osel liyodem shiitim shalom lechaver Beis HaMerchus. You're not allowed to say shalom aleichem. You have in the Beis HaMerchus. What's wrong? Bishum shenem, because the pasuk says, "Vayoyim lo Hashem shalom." As Yidden called Hakadosh Baruch Hu shalom. So mashma, that's the name of Hashem. So you can't say the name of Hashem in the Beis HaMerchus. Who did in the Beis Akisei? Who did in front of Tzoya? You can't say Hashem's name. Shrashi, v'yikra lo Yidden Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem shalom. That's called Hashem's name. For the Gemara, elu meyata bazoi hemenusai nami yoser lameima beBeis Akisei. Shvi yoser to say the word Nemon. Hamnusa, say the word Neman should be also the basic kisei. The Siv or Kel HaNeman, the first it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Neman. Do you see a Neman is also Hashem's name? Vichitei, Mohochinam, it's true. It's also to say Neman in the basic kisei, in the basic merchot. I have you, Omar Rova Ba Machasi, Omar Rav Chama Ba Gurion, Omar Rav. Shorin Lemema Hamnusa, the basic kisei. No, you're allowed to say the word Neman in the basic kisei. So what's the chilk between Neman and Sholem? Ham the Gemara Hosom Shem Gufo Layikru Hochi. When it says Okel HaNemon, it's not the pshat that Hashem is Nemon. It's like saying Hashem, which has this mead of Nemon, but not that Nemon is Hashem's name. Mashenkim by Shalom, Hochi the Metargim Neloho Mehemno. Hocho means the Targum says by Okel HaNemon means Elokoa Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a Nemon. So it's not that Nemon is Hashem's name, just like Hashem is Hashem's name, and Nemon is just saying what Hashem is. Habahocho by Sholem, Shem Guf Ikri Sholem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is called Sholem. Tehsev Ayikra Loi Hashem. What did he call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholem? He's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholem. So Sholem is the name of Hashem. Therefore, the word Sholem you should not say in the Beis Akisei. You should not say it in the Beis HaMerchus either. Trashi Hemnusa Trashi Lahaskir Emuna Beis Akisei. What? In the plane, you can't. You can't say Hashem's name.
That's like
Neman. Hashem, you can't say Hashem's name. Neman is not Hashem's name. Hashem is Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's Hashem's name. You can't say Akel Neman either in the basic case. Just the word Neman by itself you're allowed to say. You can't say Akel Neman. So Baruch Hashem, Hashem is Hashem's name. Right? The Yomar Rova Bar Machasia, Omar Rav Choma Bar Gurya, Omar Rav. Somebody gives his chaver a matana. It's tzarech le'diyah. Before you give it to him, you have to be madiyah to him. Tell him you're giving him a matana. Shenema, the posik says, by Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you Shabbos, ladas, that you should know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that I am being mekadish you. Trashi tzarech le'diyah, maten pleini etin l'cho, I'm giving you this present. V'zeo derech kovet, it's a derech kovet. The shemi is bayish le'kabola. Maybe the person will be embarrassed to receive it. If you'll explain to him, you're giving him a matana, he'll accept it nicely. V'yena bosh b'dov, won't be embarrassed. V'cheinim nosta b'beisoy, shaloi midiyosoy tzorach l'diyoy, shem miyodei bo. If you gave it to him, put it down in his house. He doesn't know about it, you have to tell him you gave it to him. Shem miterkach yeyoyavoy, ninyin abavo. The Bnei Kach will come to love you. You gave him a matana, so he should be friends with you. So the name to tell him that you gave him this present. For Tanya Nami Hochi.
What?
Tanya Nami Hochi. Lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Matana toivo yeshi bebeis genozi. I have a tremendous matana now in my hidden place. The Shabbos Shemo. What's the name of this great matana? It's called Shabbos. Vani mevakesh litnali Yisrael. And I want to give Shabbos to Klai Yisrael. Leich v'adiyam. Go and tell the Klai Yisrael first that I'm giving this matana. We're talking about a case where you have a reason to give him the matana. So when you have to give him the matana, you're supposed to be v'adiyat to him before. Mikan namre b'shimming amliel. Hanoi sent pasta tinnik. If you give a tinnik bread, the kid is hungry. There's no win you send him to Tanakh not to give him a piece of bread. You have a kid tinnik in front of you. You want to give him a ton. You want to give him a piece of bread. Is sorok ladia limo. You have to be madia. Tell his mother first. Well, lavdafka first, even tell her later. Today, that the mother should realize you gave him the present and she'll be oyevo, she'll be your friend then. My overlay, how do you do? How do you tell the mother that you gave the kid something to eat? Omrabaye shoyefle mashka. Omale kuchla. Like put some mashka, shmear something on his mouth or some paint on his eyes. So his mother's going to ask the kid, what's that? Because he got all shmeared over you. The kid will tell because this man did it that gave me the bread. So that's how she'll know you got the bread. So the more of the idna today, the chayislik shofim, it's not a good zach because people see you have something shmeared around your face or on your eyes. They'll think a kishav macha did it. So it's not good. My, what you do today? Whatever you give him a jam sandwich. Make sure to shmear some jam on his face. So go home, his mother will see he had some jam. She'll ask him, where did you get the jam? This man gave it to me. That's called Tzorech Ladiyah. Very more Aini. Romer Rav Choma Bachanino. Hanoisen matona lechaveroi ain't Tzorech Ladiyah. If you give a present to Yechav, you don't have to tell him beforehand. Shenem Marai from another pasuk. It says, U'moishe lo yoda ki koron or ponov. B'dibara itoi. That Moshe didn't realize he had the koron or ponov, which is tremendous matona. So Hashem gave a matana to Moshe. He had a keren or a punav, and Moshe didn't know about it. So you see, Hashem does give matana without telling you. The Mar Lekasha, Ha b'milza David l'gluye. Hey, something that's David l'gluye at the end, the zichik going to find out that you gave him the matana. He don't have to tell him at the beginning. So here, that Moshe got this matana, keren or punav, he'll zich understand, realize it soon. He has it, and he knows Hashem gave it to him. Therefore, you don't have to tell him first. Hashem came by Shabbos. Ha b'milza David l'gluye. Something that the person won't find out unless you tell them, then you're supposed to tell them that you gave him the matana. But there is the Shas Arva. Said Gemara Vor Shabbos, the first pasuk, that Vashor Kozbov gave him matana Shabbos to Klai Yisrael. And he told Moshe, before I give it, tell Bimodia Klai Yisrael, Kani Hashem Mekadishchem, that I'm being Mekadishu with Shabbos. For the Gemara Shabbos is also David Legluye. Everybody's going to find out about Shabbos. So the Gemara name, Man Zchor LeYavid Legluye. It's how choshev Shabbos is, that you're not going to know. Unless Moshe tells us the schar about Shabbos, that's mein olam haba, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mekadishos, and on Shabbos is the makor habracha, makor kedusha, we get our kedusha on Shabbos. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have told us the Kabbalah schar of Shabbos, we wouldn't know it. And what is the Kabbalah schar of Shabbos? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that we're zoicha to get kedusha on Shabbos. So therefore, this matan, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be medirah first. Rav Chizda had been knocking for your day, tati matan to the Torah. Rav Chizda was a kohen, and he received matnas kuna. Matnas kuna is when you shech the behema, every behema, you have to give the zeroyin, lechayayin, to the kohen. So he had a zeroyin, he had a jawbone, and the lechayayin, the tongue he had two matanas. Omer, he said, Kol man di yosef yomuli shmaita tochadot ha-mishmei de Rav. Hey, see, well, it was a Talmud from Rav, he loved Rav's halachas. He said, anybody's going to come and tell me, halacha from Rav that I didn't hear yet, Yavinilei, I'll give him a present, these two matanas that have, the tongue and the cheek of the behemah I'll give to him. Is Omalei Rova Ba Machasya. Rova Machasya came and told him halacha. Hochi Yom Rav. This is what Rav said over halacha. Hanoisim Matan Machaber, if you give Yechaber Matana, Sorach Ledia, you have to be Madin, you have to tell him. Shenem Rapotin says, Lodas, when Hashem gave Shabbat to Klai Yisrael, he told him, you should know, Kiani Hashem Mekadishchem. Shabbat is a tremendous matana, it's going to make Kedusha, it's going to Mekadish you. He's like, Bezoi, when he told this to Rav Chizda, is Yoiv Nalei. Rav Chizda gave him these two matanas he had. So now we go into, Rashi goes into, Rav Chizda was a kohen. But the Chur Rav Chizda was Bezman, is there with Yaakov Churban Abayis, and he was a Chutz Loritz. The Chur is a Shalom Lamaisa, we're not knowing Matnas Kun in Chutz Loritz. How come they gave Matnas Kun here? So Rashi says that anytime it wasn't the halacha, it was the one man the Yomer that said you do have to give in the chutz loritz. But the halacha we hold that Gemara Brachis says we pass in like
like the Rabbi Loi, Reishis Hagez, Shoyoyme Einu Noigel Boris, that Reishis Hagez is the only Noigel in Eretz Yisrael, Vechein Matonis, the same thing Matonis also. Matonis Kunim is Manazir, is only Noigel in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loris. Right, so he said, Omar Chaviv Molech, so Rova Bamachaski, yes, Rav Chizda, is it true? Omalei, Omar Chaviv Molech, Shmaita to the Rav, Kuli Hai. Do you like so much Rav Halacha? He said that I Stam told you to a Halacha from Rav. You gave me such a nice matana. Omalayin, he told him, yes, I love Rav Halachis. Omalay, so Rav Bamachasi said over, Hainu the Omar Rav. This is what Rav said. Milsei al Vishayu Yikoro. That the beggar that you wear is choshev in the eyes of the person. It means if you like this beggar to you, it's a nice coat, and you're wearing it, you're going to feel proud about it. Here also means, since you like Rav Shmaita, so you like Rav, so you're interested to hear everything Rav said. That was Rav's memorum. That Milsal B'Shayu Yikoro, a person that likes the Degat him, it's very, very choshev. Is Omalei. So Rav Chizda said, Omar Rav Hocha, did Rav say this? Basraisa Difla Mikamayit, you know, the second thing he told me is better than the first thing. So you have an Akita Achriti Yivnucho. If I would have some more Matzonis, I would give it to you. I like the second halacha, you told me better than the first halacha. So Rashi says, means Milsal B'Shayu Yikoro. Me'il means dom of yikor lemisha rogul loyshay. Who values a coat? Somebody that wears this coat. If you wear this coat, to you it has value to it. Claim up. The free shot that tell me the shirav, since you're a talmud of rav, rogul b'shmoisav, you rogul to hear b'shmoisav, and you want to hear them. Is that the machzor chaim? Therefore, you run after them. So that's what Rav said. This moshul, he liked this moshul very much. Right. The yoma rova bar machasia. Omar rav chama bar gruya. Omar rav. If you have a few children, you shouldn't act nice to give one a present over the other ones. Shevishvil mishkal shnei sloyim milas, two sloyim of milas of silk. Shenosan Yaakov liYosef, Yosef mishabonis. That's that Yaakov gave Yosef the ksonis pasim. He gave Yosef a little bit extra. Is niskano b'yochiv the ochiv had kino v'nisgavu ladova. That's why had the whole machlokes. V'yodav was sent to Mitzrayim. That's why Yosef got sold to Mitzrayim. Everybody went down to Mitzrayim because of a little bit that Yaakov gave more to Yosef than the other brothers. Trash into sand. Mishkal beis sloyim lav davka. Not really two sloyim worth of silk. Look at the Talmid of Yitzchak Alevi. No mitzasi ksenis pasim. What does that mean? Sovis pas yodoy. Yaakov gave Yosef a shirt or jacket, and around the sleeves, by the end of the sleeves, right around here, Nosan Milas. There he gave him extra silk. V'loy kol ha'ksoynis. Not that the whole ksoynis had extra silk around it, but only on the pasta yad, that's called pasim. Just by the sleeve part, the cuffs, there he put an extra piece of silk. So because this extra silk that he gave Yosef, the brothers had kinder on it, came out, all you read after Mitzrayim. Yomar Rav Bar Machasi, Yomar Rav Choma Bar Gruya, Yomar Rav Lo Olam Yachzer Odom V'Yeshev V'Yir Sheshivos V'Kroiva. Sit in a city that's newly just populated, a newer city. Sheshivos V'Kroiva, that's new. Shemitah Sheshivos V'Kroiva Avonosem Uwatin. Since it was just formed recently, the Sama left Averis there because there can't be so many Averis there. You have a city that people lived there for hundreds of years already. It has 100 years worth of Averis. You have a city that just started to live there. There can't be too many Averis there. What's the raya? Because it says by Loit, Shinamahine no ha'ir has lois kareiv alon neshama v'hi mitzah. Loit said, I only want to run to this closest city, that's called mitzah. My kareiv, what does it mean it's a closest city? Ilein le kareiv de mekarva, it's closer. Vizutra, it's a small on. V'kachodi loit, they see it. So what do you got to say? Give, what do you got to say? What it is? You see it, say, I want to go to mitzah, that's all. Ella, he meant to say, mitzah sheshivasa kareiv, since it started out, later. Then Stoim did Melavanasem Mitzorim. Mel the Averis of that city is less, and that city will be saved all the Stoim. A storm was so sea was 52 years old, so they had so many Averis they got killed. Mitzah was only 51 years old. They had left of her, they weren't killed. Omer of Avin, Micro, what's the right that says? Imolta no Shoma, no the Gematria Nun Bichad. Means I want to go to Mitzah is only 51 years old, heavy. The Shel Stoim, how old was Stoim? Nun Vubeis. It was 52 years old. Because it was 1 year less, it had less Averis, it wasn't killed with a Feich of Stoim the Amora. Ubishalvosa, how many years of peace did Stoim the Amora have?